Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A groundbreaking clean energy project is underway in Framingham. The utility Eversource is installing a so-called networked geothermal system. It'll use a series of deep holes, underground pipes, and heat pumps to provide climate-friendly heating and cooling for about 40 buildings. That technology isn't new, but this is the first time a system like this is being built by a gas utility. And as WBUR's Miriam Wasser reports, environmentalists hope it can provide a model for other utilities to wean themselves off of fossil fuels.
Gina Richard owns a small business called The Corner Cabinet. It's a 3,000 square foot cabinet showroom in Framingham.
The building is from 1935. We've done some upgrades, like adding insulation, but our utility costs are still pretty sizable.
Richard says she pays over $2,500 a month on her gas and electric bills. So when her utility, Eversource, approached her about joining a pilot project that it said could save her money and be good for the environment, she was intrigued.
It's a great opportunity for us. It's just a win-win situation all the way.
There are 37 buildings in Framingham's networked geothermal pilot. In addition to Richard's cabinet store, there's a low-income housing development, single-family homes, and a fire station. Right now, these buildings all heat with gas, oil, or electric baseboard. But in the future, they'll heat and cool with renewable energy from deep below the earth. To understand how this all will work, you have to start in a parking lot a few streets away from Richard's store, where last August, several workers were operating a 30-foot-tall drill.
You can see the drill pipe there, rotating in a circle.
Eric Bosworth works in the Clean Technologies Department at Eversource. He says the workers are drilling down about 650 feet, where the earth is a constant 55 degrees Fahrenheit. When the drilling is done, Eversource will loop pipes filled with water through the holes and up to buildings in the pilot.
So at a very high level, this system is basically just a series of pipes and holes that'll be used to move heat energy around the neighborhood.
In the winter, this system will pull heat from the ground to warm those buildings. And in the summer, it will cool them by sending heat back below ground. I know, it kind of sounds like magic. But the key to this all is an appliance called a geothermal heat pump. Geothermal heat pumps run off electricity and work really well. They're especially effective and reliable when they're connected or networked together with underground pipes, which is what Eversource is doing.
Framingham was perfect for this because we have commercial buildings nearby, we have a school nearby, we have residents. They can all connect together and share load, and it allows for an extremely efficient system.
The system should be up and running sometime this spring, and the pilot will run for 2 years. Though it's hard to say exactly what the outcome will be, Eversource predicts it will reduce utility bills, use less energy, and slash carbon emissions.
It's a powerful story, a gas utility building a transition off gas.
Zainab Magavi is an engineer and co-executive director of HEAT, a nonprofit climate solutions incubator based in Boston. Her organization came up with the idea of what she calls the gas-to-geo evolution and pitched it to Eversource a couple years ago. She says getting gas utilities on board with network geothermal could help get homes off of fossil fuels faster and more equitably. Plus, it's very similar to what these companies currently do. Gas utilities already have workers who lay pipes. They own lots of underground rights-of-way. And they can spread the costs of expensive projects over several decades, which allows everyone to get energy at a relatively affordable price.
By going to a utility scale, we can cover the costs of infrastructure and the transition to this safer form of heating and cooling without leaving anyone behind.
What's more, network geothermal gives gas utilities a growth opportunity and a place in the clean energy transition.
The business model, the financial model, the scalability is huge.
Morgan Hood works for VGS, a gas utility in Vermont that's also interested in building network geothermal systems.
There's this unique role for utilities to play that I get really, really excited about. And again, it seems like a no-brainer to me.
And apparently, a lot of other gas utility leaders feel the same way. Hood helps lead the Utility Networked Geothermal Collaborative. It's a group of gas utilities from around the country that are at various stages of planning or exploring pilots. Hood says that when she started the group, she assumed there'd be a couple members, but it's ballooned to 23 companies.
It just kind of blew up.
In the next few years, other utilities in Massachusetts, New York, and Colorado will build network geothermal projects. The U.S. Department of Energy is also helping to fund the design of several others nationwide. But despite the enthusiasm, Hood cautions that network geothermal isn't necessarily a clean energy panacea. Not all gas utilities are interested in renewable energy, and there are a few places where it just doesn't make sense to build a system like this. Rural areas, for instance, where buildings are far apart. Still, across the country, the network geothermal vibe is positive. Back in Framingham, Bosworth of Eversource says the project has garnered a lot of attention from other utilities, state officials, and environmentalists.
So I think we're just seeing the very beginning of a wave of a lot of similar projects across the country.
So as Eversource prepares to launch its geothermal pilot later this spring, many are watching to see how much it costs, whether customers like it, and how feasible it is to replicate elsewhere. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.